A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Lunga yelling, "Go, Ricky!"
And ends with Adam pretty much just assaulting a child.
Yeah.
This is minute 15 of episode 11, King versus Nobody.
Oh, this part really is really hard to watch.
This minute took a turn.
It did. It was all fun and games.
It was literally all fun and games.
Yeah.
Some little bits of like tears, and then out of nowhere,
just violence against children.
Australia Says No on Infinite Minute, an Anime by Minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Caitlin.
We're making fun of national campaigns about domestic violence.
Yeah. We do. We say no. We don't condone this. This behavior in the slightest. But it is fictional.
No, not at all. It is fictional.
It is fictional.
It is a fiction. But good minute. Good little minute.
Really fun minute. Lots of the Simple Plan vibes in the music.
That's what you think. I'm going to hug you. And then he hugged him.
And then he got
He straight
punched.
Up hugged him. But, okay, so I thought, we'll get to it, but like, just like really just fodder for the fanfic people right near the end. Like, if you ignore the punching, there's like a funny little like interpretation. But anyway, Ricky looks happy.
Ricky looks really happy as he jumps off this, like, I don't even know what you'd call it. Is it a tree branch, like, growing out the side of the cliff? Or is it part of
elephant
the cliff?
Tusk. Or
an elephant tusk growing out the side of the cliff. Gotcha.
Yeah, pride rock vibes.
And he
everything
basically
the light touches.
except for the elephant graveyard.
He
basically goes to jump off it. We get a lovely shot of Lunga cheering him on. I loved
it. So good.
The Ikeriki.
Hype.
I love it. I love when characters yell Ike, especially in Haikyuu. Whenever they yell Ike, it always like gets me hype as.
And then you hear like the squeak of the shoes on the wood.
Oh, so good.
And like a big
Not
a Haikyuu podcast, but Haikyuu's so good.
Seen Evil Oikawa making the rounds on Twitter again today.
Oh.
And everyone's like, oh yeah, when he really did that triple homo spin serve, that was, you know, a tragedy. That was a war crime. That was equivalent of a war crime.
Oh God. He is a war criminal. So yeah, Ricky jumps off the tree branch after Lunga tells him to go.
It's
massive jump.
He has so much air.
And it looks like he's holding the board as well.
Yes.
But then there's just like a couple of great shots here. Bit of budget.
Yeah. I got to be honest, the upside down shot confused me greatly.
Yeah.
The first time. I was like, what am I looking at here?
Up is down, left
is
right.
Up is down.
Sky is ground.
I love how in awe he looks, though. It's beautiful. Mm. He's a lot more scratched up than I thought he was just before we got to this shot. But
he's going to get more scratched up.
Oh, yeah,
because Kitty got claws and hates being entertained, apparently. It is kind of confusing. It's a bit like Rainbow Road-y when you just see the road in that like context.
Yes. I think I was like a bit confused because the lights at S kind of look like the stars And then the mountain line kind of looked like the ground. I don't know. It just confused me for a second.
I think it really is the mountain line.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about a cougar. that does the tricky, yes, tricksome business here.
Yeah.
I like that. I think there's something to draw from that they look like stars. Like, Lunga is always in the sky. Like, that's just the view. I love that that's the view that Lunga is seeing. Like, I love that that's where his first thought is just like, man, this is like, I want to go snowboarding now.
Yes.
Even though you wouldn't be able to do this on a snowboard, like,
I do think, for a while. I do think this is very intentional, them doing it this way. And it does kind of give you that moment of like, whoa, like, wow. Even just the way that he's so tiny on the background, like, the whole, it's a very beautiful shot. Just confused
it's really
me for
nice.
A second.
Now we're going to try and figure out what trick he's doing here.
Did he do a full, like, full loop?
He's kind of flipping, yeah. But then he's also holding the back of the board.
Yeah.
With his right hand. Melon grab, I want to say.
Makes sense. He does do, like, a full rotation, doesn't he?
I did used to have the diagram of, like, where you grab. It is a melon grab. I'm a god. And I'm humble.
Oh, I remember very, very clearly pulling that diagram up one day.
Yeah.
And then it was the next episode that we were like, they immediately said the name of the move.
Yeah, right? That
like
always
the
happens.
Next minute.
Yeah. Next minute, Adam's going to be like, you think you can get away from me with a melon grab? And we're just like, ah. How could we forget?
Oh, Adam, though, is shook. What the hell?
Yeah. What the hell? Is that what he said in the English?
I think so.
I'm in Japanese still.
I think he said, what the hell?
Bakana. Koyasu is in free ren.
Oh, yeah.
He only very rarely appears. There's also another voice actor in free ren who I'm like, I know that voice. They're definitely from something. It always happens. Right?
Like me thinking I heard Jonas Scott's voice in the background in Final Fantasy VII.
That's so funny.
And I was like,
but it was him, right?
It was. Oh, well, I mean, I'm assuming it's him because he did do additional voices for it.
Hey, Cloud. You want someone to spend
it
some gil over here or what?
It was literally like that. I was like, why is this voice so familiar? How funny.
If I knew more Final Fantasy VII references, but I don't.
You don't.
I played like the first couple of, I say first couple, I played like 10 hours of the remake.
You know what's so devastating? I have to buy a PS5 now.
Oh, no. And PS5 has no game.
No. But it's
no.
The next one is PS5 only. I have to buy
Shame.
It.
Shame.
So
do
rude.
You want to buy mine? No, I use mine.
Oh, I was like, really? Sorry. No, it's okay.
But that being said, I did buy a PS5 and an Xbox Series X at the same time. Like, I got them the same week.
Nice.
I miss full-time work.
Yes.
And COVID.
I am waiting till I get paid this week.
But oof. I have probably played, I would estimate, about four times more Xbox than PS5.
Right. Really?
Yeah. It's just been the more accessible machine.
Yeah, right.
And Game Pass is, like, the best.
Yeah, right.
Which reminds me I need to change my PS Plus subscription because they're going up in price a lot.
Oh, no.
I should get on that. Little task
you should.
Myself.
I can't help it. I'm a loyalist.
To the Sony.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was always Sony too. Like, yeah, my first console was a PS1. Crash Bandicoot and all that. But yeah, no, I've never been Xbox, but then I got the Xbox and then I played all of Gears of War and I'm like, I'm a Microsoft boy now.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, it's good fun. It's just fun. But that being said, once I finish the game I'm playing at the moment, Prince of Persia, I'm like not going to pick up anything for a while, I think.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's movie time.
Yeah.
Time to watch movies.
I love that for you.
Time to make movies.
Are you going to be like real active on Letterboxd?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about it, and then I was like, I don't have the energy to do this for every movie I watch.
I do want to try and watch all the Best Picture nominees.
Nice.
I think I've already watched like half of them. So
I feel like I've seen a few of them. I'm pretty doing pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I don't actually know what's on the list, but it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Oh, it was a cough.
Bless you nonetheless, my child. Recky lands from his melon grab.
Yeah, and does like a sick, like, I don't know, 360 almost on the ground.
Yeah, I love that he has to use his hands. It's unco. It's not good.
Yeah, yeah. But he's like, that was a... And really, when Adam calls it a fluke, it absolutely is like 100% a fluke. Like, Ricky's probably like, thank fuck I didn't just stack it and like kill myself.
I think you can see Adam in the background here too.
Yeah, you can. Right at the back.
That. Yeah. Just a little red splotch.
A splotch.
And yeah, he saves it though. He manages to like do the, as you said, the little 360 and ends up saving it.
Saved it.
Getting back to his little normal stance.
His little gloves to help.
Mm.
His little grip gloves.
I loved Matt's, what's the word? We always talk about it.
Like effort noise? Sound.
Yeah, his effort noise here where he's like, It was so good.
That's good. That really adds to that element of like, holy fuck, what did I just do?
And yeah, it's just a great, it's a good shot. Like we're back to kind of good animation again out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. It's so good. So good. They really put that, this is where they put the money in this app for sure.
And then does Mia love Recky?
Oh, absolutely. Like 100%, right? The way he says this is so soft. The way his face fully softens. Yeah. It's adorable. Like Takuma and Megatsuka as well. Like it was just so gorgeous the way he said his lines.
It almost like it gave me a little catch in the throat. Like I was a bit like, oh shit, Mia. Like,
yeah, it was sweet.
Poor baby.
Especially because, like, this whole beef so far, he's just been saying, like, he can't do it. He can't do it. Like, it's probably, like, that element of relief for him as well, because he's probably just expecting Recky to get absolutely pulverized.
Yeah, relief tears after seeing just his friend do something.
Sweet.
His friend who will skate with them forever. Is that what they said? I can't remember how they botched that.
He said that it's so fun and it multiplies to infinity or something. It was so dumb.
Multiplies to infinity. Now, I was talking about with Mia and Recky when he was yelling at him in the elevator.
Being the friends.
You promised we'd skate together forever.
Yeah, you promised you would never leave or something like that. Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't remember what it was.
No, neither. But I was just listening to that episode of the podcast. I'm so far behind.
No, me too. I'm catching up on CBB.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I'm gonna listen to every episode.
Remind me which
this
is
year.
Cockroach Rich. You're going to listen to every episode?
Yeah.
Even the ones with people you do not know?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
I'm
commit.
Gonna commit.
And you're going to vote in the best ofs?
I'm going to commit and vote. There was one
There's
year,
already been some very good episodes this
There was
year.
One year where I started taking notes after every episode so that I could properly, and then I didn't make it very far into the year, but I'm going to do it again this year.
You should try sending in some catchphrases.
I'm not funny enough for that, Jono.
Sure you
Will
are.
Will you listen to every episode as well and rate them with me too?
Well, that's a big commit, but I guess it is only like an hour and a half a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me
think about it.
Let me just grab my phone. I'll think about it. I have already listened to like 3 of 5, so you know I'm not too far behind. Have you already gone and listened to all of them? Or
no, I'm still on the best ofs.
Right. So you got a bit to catch up on.
Yeah. Cockroach Rick is the one where she's like, "Cockroach Rick, I got a big dick."
Oh, that's right. It was hilarious. Have you heard the finance bro yet that she does?
No, oh my god. No,
the finance so I actually listened to the finance bro episode and she's so funny in it.
Oh my god. She's hilarious.
Yeah, she's very good. Let's see. I've listened to 3 out of about 8 episodes this year. Maybe. I mean, I can't remember the episodes that I've listened to, what happened in them, but
no, that's fair.
Really?
You don't have to go back
Jake
and
Jake Johnson was
to
funny,
them.
Though. That was a good episode. But Lily Sullivan's on it, unfortunately for you.
Is Andy Samberg on it as well, or is it just Jake Johnson?
No, Jake Johnson. Who was it? Jake Johnson, Lily Sullivan, and We're not a Comedy Bang Bang podcast.
Sorry, guys.
It was PFT.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
I thought it was PFT.
Nice.
Alimony Tony.
Ah, cute.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Skate. Let's get back to skate.
Skate. Skating really is hella fun.
So fun. He's so excited. It just multiplies. It's fun that multiplies.
To infinity.
To infinity.
There's
He's
an infinite amount of fun I haven't yet discovered.
I like that.
Even with the dud line, I loved both deliveries here.
Yeah.
A lot of heart. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Japanese Reki always does this thing where he's like,
yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Just good. Yeah.
It's like that little bit of
it makes him feel.
Yeah, like the effort to like say the words is so cute.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, I don't know, it just sounds so like in the body. Mm-hmm. It's good. Makes it sound like Reki's like really young and has so much energy that he just is misplacing and can't get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can only get out through skateboarding. I just love the way he does that.
Aww.
It's a great choice.
Oh, he's such a great character.
Yeah, we hate him. We hated Reki for like 3 episodes, but you know, you hate seeing him get beat up. Like, it does make you hate Adam a bit as well.
He didn't do anything to warrant that. That behavior, you know, like,
no,
he's just a dumb kid. He doesn't deserve to be beat up.
No, honey, how did Adam catch up so fast?
I
he
love
just
that.
Put on the speed.
I think so. Ooh.
Yeah,
this WhatsApp keeps glitching tonight. I'm not happy with it.
Sorry.
It's ever since I updated my WhatsApp, it has been glitchy as fuck.
We haven't talked about how is this inside baseball?
No, what is it?
Help! I'm inside of baseball. I mean, inside baseball in that we're talking about logistics of the podcast.
Oh,
but
no!
But every time we've connected on WhatsApp, sorry, that was like really LinkedIn of me. Every time we've connected on WhatsApp, for the first time, your sound. Like microphone and hearing does not work.
Yeah.
For
can
like
you
the
hear
last
me
three,
though?
4 weeks. I can hear you, yeah.
You can hear me.
No, I can't hear you when that happens.
Oh.
No. I just know it's going to happen because it happens the first time. Every
single time.
Every time.
I don't know what's going on. Oh, hi.
Speaking of inside baseball,
what?
We have a little person appearing in the corner.
Why would I have opened the jam?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Caitlin's in trouble. Oh, no.
When did we buy
Caitlin's
it?
Caitlin's in trouble.
Well, I'm not
going to
eat it.
We did. You've used it 100%. I'm just trying to think. Bagels. What if we had bagels? We've had. Did you have bread and butter at any point?
No.
Did you have?
Not Jonathan.
I'm in trouble now.
But I wanted to eat these.
I'm sure it's fine. I reckon you've opened it, baby. You've used it. Is there any mold on it? Why don't you just scoop off the top layer?
I'm just worried that someone just sneaked a spoon in the coals and had some.
Just scrape the top layer off and eat the bottom part.
Hmm. Solid advice. I'm like your conscience. No, let her throw out the jam.
You want to throw it out? You want to have something
no,
else?
No, I'll consider.
Have honey instead. You don't want honey?
Mmm, honey.
I'll consider.
Ooh, not a fan of honey.
I love you. No, she likes honey. She just doesn't want it on this.
No, I want jam, Jonna.
Bye, Marley.
I'll eat this.
Just scrape off the top. It's a classic scrape. It's a classic scrape scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. Adam.
That was cute.
Adam, honey. Honey.
Still have a lot of race ahead of us, Red.
Red.
That's what you think.
this is what I've been waiting for, bitch.
He actually says that's what you think.
He does a sick little move, though, to spin around.
I love that little bit.
Yeah. Especially because,
like... interesting frames here.
Because when Adam turns around, he has, like, a whole, like, big, like, sort of flashy, moment to, like, turn around and go uphill. And Brecky's just done it in, like, whoop.
Yeah, he did, like, a little surprise love hug.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Very cool.
And then the music cuts out perfectly as Brecky... hugs Adam.
It's so funny. Like, it just for a split second, it's so funny because, like, there's no music, and you just see Adam sort of get hit, but you don't really see what happens. And then you just zoom out, and Ricky's just got his arms around his waist. It's so funny.
Just hugging him, giving him a little hug. But why? To slow him down, to stop him being so aggressive, to calm the ancient beast.
Is he like, you need a hug?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not the the vibe of Recky to do that.
I mean, I kind of remember what happens after this, but I don't remember why this part is necessary. Unless it's just to try and psych Adam out. I don't know. There may be a specific reason why he's doing this.
But Adam is just as confused as we are. What's that supposed to do? I love that.
It was fantastic.
What? Just so confused. I want to hear Koyasu's delivery of that as well. I like hearing both. What's that supposed to do?
I don't know if you're trying to kill me or proposing marriage.
Yeah, proposing marriage was a great little addition, wasn't it?
It was very funny.
As opposed to kill me or commit suicide, which might have come off a bit. Maybe they tried it and he was like, no,
we're not using that one. And then Recky looks like real stressed.
Anxious.
Yeah.
Is this a plan? This is being part of the plan for Recky.
Yes. Part of the plan.
Because he's waiting to pull ahead. He looks anxious about it, so I'm assuming he's like, I'm not sure how this is going to go.
Yeah.
This is part of my plan.
Yeah. I think he's very much like, this could go very, very badly for me if this doesn't work.
And it kind of does. from what we see, a little bit of blood leaning on the skateboard, but not before we get a little Adam top confirmed. I love to entertain, but I hate being entertained.
Wow, I did not pick up on that. That is fantastic.
If you are picking up on what I'm putting down.
That is so great.
Sorry, I just can't stop thinking about it.
No, that is so good.
But it's funny that Bottom Adam is so popular. Like, I also love Bottom Adam, but, like, Top Adam confirmed here.
Oh, wow, that's so funny.
I hate being entertained.
I hate being pegged. Oh, my Lord. That's so great.
Yeah, he prefers to entertain.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. And then he just proceeds to punch Recky in the face.
Wail on him.
Like 12
times. And then
this
hand gripping shot.
Kind of sexy.
Kind of saucy. Kind of. What's this doing here straight after we see a fist go into Recky's face? What's wrong with us, Caitlin?
Oh, I know.
What is wrong with us?
We are cooked in the head. And yeah, you're right. We get a little blood splatter on the board.
We're BL pilled.
Yeah.
Do the kids still call it BL?
I think so. Is Recky standing on Adam's board? Or no, his board is just right next to it. It's right next to it. Gotcha. Cool. Oh, God. How rough.
And David kind of went off here with the scream.
I didn't even hear that.
There's like a little reverb on it as well. When he screams, like, I hate being out of date.
Oh, yes. Good. Yeah.
But yeah, well, we just hear the fists and the grunts and the little blood splatter, and it's very, it really took a turn. Like, this was like a fun little feel-good minute with the Sum 41 playing. Then out of nowhere,
just abuse.
Violence. We hate it.
We
did not like it.
No.
And that's the minute.
what was your favorite moment?
You enjoyed yourself. I think it's out of Mia, his little tears, or the upside down shot.
Cute.
How about you?
I had so many.
Or the Ricky little,
there's so many little bits. The Mia part, yes, absolutely. The part where he lands and does a little spin, that was great. Mm. The part where he hugs Adam and the music cuts out, like, I thought that was so funny. The Ikeoreki, love that. The Lunga.
Yeah,
that was good. I don't know. This was great. It was a great little mint.
Yeah, it's just a shame that, like, there's definitely a worst moment.
Definitely a worst moment. I think after this, there's no more. After these punchies, I think there's no more.
We hope so.
Hopefully.
Well.
Hopefully.
Don't tell us, because we're almost done with this episode. we'll find out shortly. I'm assuming it's going to start raining at some point.
Like, yes, I think that's a very safe assumption.
This is the plan, to hug Adam until it starts raining. He's checked the bomb.
I'm surprised it's accurate.
What did they say it was going to be today? I mean, we are meant to get a cool change, aren't we?
34, I think, today.
Yeah, it's fine. I saw it at like 37 at some point today. It was hot.
Yeah.
Hot in this shit. Anyway, tweet at us. Or X at us, formerly known as Twitter, infinite_minute.
What did I see the other day? It was like, I can't remember. Something about, like, the real ones call it X still. And
Twitter still?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, call it Twitter still. Can't remember what it was. It was very funny. Or you can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com. I might see it again. I'll send it to you
and
if
then
I
we'll
do.
Link it. Yeah,
we'll link it.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Let's do that.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.